When you think sports, think News Radio 1070 WKOK.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents Shikellamy Braves Wrestling. Braves Wrestling on WKOK is sponsored by Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Purdy Insurance, Wise Markets, Sunbury Motor Company, Lackawanna College, J.D. Feaster Earthworks, W&L Subaru, Pelican Snowballs, Free Fallen Grill, Aubrey Alexander Toyota, Add One, Service First Federal Credit Union, Fresh Roasted Coffee, Reed Relations Consulting, and Penn's Tavern. Now, let's go mat side with Steve Williams.
Well, good evening, high school wrestling fans. It is time. The Selms Grove Seals are in the Lockoff Gymnasium to take on the Shikellamy Braves. This place is packed and still filling up. If you're waiting outside, come on in. We saved you a seat. This is going to be a dandy. Well, it was 50 years and one day ago that these two teams met down at Selms Grove, the Braves winning 24-21 in what I would say was probably the first really big match for the Shikellamy Braves as they were making their ascension into state championship contention. Some great matches that evening, couple of state champs out there rolling around. Guys, I'll never forget. It was amazing, and we're here again. The Lockoff Gymnasium is just about full. People still coming in. Selms Grove out on the mat, warming up. The Braves waiting in the wings. Well, good evening, everyone. This is Steve Williams along with Bob Supsik. Bob shows up for all the big matches. I knew he asked me if he could come tonight. I thought, why did he even bother asking? I knew he's going to be here anyway. So, Bob, great to have you.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to be here with you, Steve.
And the one thing that we haven't talked about is we got two guys out here trying to win their 100th match. You've done it. Your son has done it. How big is that going to be for these guys?
Oh, it's what you dream about when you're a kid. You know, you want to do two things as a wrestler. Naturally, you want to place in states, but you always want to get that 100 win. Puts you in a different club.
Well, for the Braves, Isaac McGregor, 99 and 30. For the Selms Grove Seals, Tucker Teets, 99 and 38. Both wrestlers, starters for both of their teams throughout their career. Obviously, you have to do that to be a 99 match winner at the end of the season, going for number 100. And you know what? The Braves are probably going to have a second one
later in the year, hopefully. Yeah. I'm thinking, if I do my math correctly, it could be district finals is when Alex Reed, yep, will pick his up. If not, then probably first or second match at regionals. But hopefully, if things, you know, turn out the way we're planning, he should hit 100 right around the district finals.
Yeah, I was just looking at that, trying to figure that out as well. So, two possibility. We're not going to jinx some possibility of two 100 winners
in one season
in this lineup. You know what? I'm going to have to look. I don't know if that's happened before. If it has, it's been a while.
If it has, it's been a long time.
Yeah, it has. So, we are just about ready to get underway. We've got a couple of preliminary matches, which we will cover for you. And, who knows what's going to happen here. It's going to be exciting again.
It always is.
If you're coming in, we saved you a seat. Not many of them, and they're not going to be the pretty seats, but we got one for you. Come on in. This is a packed house. It's going to get loud. You're listening to Shikellamy Brave High School Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK, WKOK.com, the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app, or just say, hey, Alexa, listen to News Radio 1070 WKOK. We'll be right back.
Every season comes with a list of to-dos. That's why Service First Federal Credit Union offers everyday equity. With its unique home equity line of credit, pay tuition, plan vacation, kickoff remodeling projects, and much more. Everyday equity provides easy access to funds, low monthly payments, and the flexibility to lock in Service First great low rates on up to two segments of your line. Controlling your budget and accomplishing your goals just got easier. Apply today. Visit serviceone.org. At Service First, we're friends you can bank on. Membership requirements and restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
This is Haley.
And this is Kyle.
Your two favorite bartenders this side of the Susquehanna River.
Our team at Penn's Tavern is wishing you a happy start to your 2024.
If you're still looking for a good New Year's resolution, we have an idea. Make 2024 a year of trying new things. How about try that new entree you never thought you'd eat? Order that drink you never thought you'd sip? Create new memories and share new experiences.
Penn's Tavern is the perfect place to share an amazing dining experience with your friends, family, and significant others.
Thanks again, and have a happy New Year from Penn's Tavern, a piece of heaven on Route 147.
In an ever-changing world, one thing you can always count on is the service at Purdy Insurance. Hi, this is Season. While the world is constantly changing, Purdy Insurance is dedicated to providing you with the highest level of service to protect you, your family, and your business. Give us a call today at 570-286-5855. Go to our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Do you want to get your degree, but you're just not sure where to start when it comes to choosing a career path? Well, you're not alone. And at Lackawanna College in Sunbury, we can help you explore several opportunities with a degree in professional studies. You'll have the chance to take a variety of courses that will give you the background that employers find valuable in an employee. Visit Lackawanna.edu today. That's Lackawanna.edu. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
Fresh Roasted Coffee offers a huge variety of freshly roasted coffee beans as well as Keurig and Nespresso-compatible pods. While you're here, check out our extensive selection of teas, botanicals, brewing equipment, and apparel. Stop by the company store in the Old Sunbury Textile Mill just past the Shikellamy High School Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Can't make it to the store? No problem. Order online at freshroastedcoffee.com and we'll roast your coffee and have it ready for pickup in as little as 24 hours.
Ready to embrace the new year? Get more in 2024 at W&L Subaru.
Get more confidence in your adventures when you choose Subaru's symmetrical all-wheel drive capabilities to conquer all that winter throws at you.
Test drive the versatile 2023 Subaru Forester that offers up to 33 miles per gallon. And right now, financing as low as 1.9% for 63 months.
We're off Route 11 in Northumberland and online at WNLSubaru.com.
Financing for well-qualified applicants only. Offer valid on 2023 Subaru Forester. Offer excludes PFF model. Trim offer cannot be combined and ends 1/31/24. See WNL Subaru for complete details.
And we are back at the lockup gymnasium. The Shikellamy Braves and the Seals Grove Seals set the tangle here on the mat. And my Apple Watch has already told me we've exceeded 100 decibels. Students behind us, I had to go over and get them fired up. I wanted to get a picture of them over there. They are fired up, all dressed in white. We're just about ready to get underway here. Bob, I know you've looked down through this lineup 1,000 times, so have I. What's going to happen?
Well, I'd make a couple moves.
Yeah? What are they?
Not gonna
tip your hand. You're not the coach. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's true. If I was Tim, I would leave our lineup the same until we hit 172.
I agree with you. I thought of that when I found out that Seals Grove was going to be without their regular wrestler there. All right, we're going to start off with some JV action. Julius Morales for the Braves. Kane Carter for the Seals Grove Seals. And Carter with a knee pull lifts Morales into the air and gets a takedown. Bar arm left. He's got that bar sunk in deep.
Yeah, he's. Oh, no, he got out.
He didn't have a far
Not for
wrist.
Long, though.
No. He didn't have a far wrist tight, and Morales was able to roll through.
Who's our official?
Rocky Snyder.
That's who I thought it was.
Saw him on Tuesday against Warrior Run in Mifflinburg. Was able to call that match for SECVA, who is also here tonight. Not that we want you to go over to them, but anything they tell you is something I told them to tell you.
When did Montgomery wrestle Warrior Run?
Tomorrow night.
Oh, is that tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night. Yep. Montgomery with a loss to Tawanda. Warrior Run undefeated. And there's a fall.
I'm just wondering if the Milheim boy is going to move up to wrestle Connor Hare. That's what I was wondering.
Well, you know what? He was our wrestler of the match, and I asked him that, hoping to get some information. He says, I don't know. He says, I don't wrestle faces. When I go out, I have no idea who I'm wrestling, but they're getting the best.
Yeah, you know what? There's no better attitude to have than that.
I'll tell you what, he's a heck of a kid. Second junior varsity match, Eckert Jacob for the Braves, Hunter Dirk for the Seals Grove Seals. And then we will get rocking and rolling. Actually, a little earlier than I thought. I was thinking closer to 7:30, but oh, nice glass double by Dirk as he puts Jacob into the air, puts him to the mat to his back. As Jacob rolls through. Bar arm left, bar wrist by Dirk. And a stall. Oh, quick gun tonight, even in the JVs.
And he called it on the top man.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that's a what we're going to see tonight. We saw that last week at Cumberland Valley with the referee who was an NCAA ref. He was quick with the stalling, but very fair. He was outstanding.
That's all you can ask for.
Yeah, he was outstanding. I like the way he kept the kids moving. Well, Dirk took it to heart as he puts Jacob over on his back again with that
same bar.
Yeah, same bar, far wrist.
There it should be.
Minute 3. Time of the ball.
And rise to the presentation of the colors and the singing of our national anthem.
So, we are ready to get things underway, the Braves and the Seals. And before we do that, let's take this short time out. You're listening to Shikellamy Brave High School Wrestling and News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
It's tough to find a place for lunch or dinner that has something for everybody. Why don't you try something new on Walnut Street in Sunbury, just up the road from Shikellamy Stadium? It's Free Fallen Grill. There really is something for everybody on their menu that'll make them happy.
Yep, Free Fallen Grill has burgers, pizzas, hot subs, cold subs, wraps, sandwiches too. And check out their Facebook page for daily specials. Free Fallen Grill offers local delivery too. Open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 7, and Saturday, 11 to 7. Call 570-917-4588 and make everyone happy.
From first downs to touchdowns, cheering on the big game creates a big appetite. That's why I shop at Wise. With new Wise End Zone Rewards, I can redeem Wise Rewards points on game day favorites like free Johnsonville sausages, Hers chips, Hell of a Good dips, and even Hershey's candies. Spending less time shopping around for the best deals mean I can spend more time cheering on the game.
Touchdown!
Now that's rewarding. That's Wise.
Experience unparalleled excavation and paving services with J.D. Feaster Earthworks. As a family-owned business, we're committed to providing exceptional service going as far as moving the earth for you. Discover the unique J.D. Feaster difference, brought to you by our talented and dedicated team. With a century's worth of combined industry experience, we're committed to building relationships and delivering excellence. Our professional and seamless approach ensures top-notch service. Regardless of the job size, we will always be dedicated to your satisfaction. At J.D. Feaster, quality work each and every time we serve you is our promise. At J.D. Feaster Earthworks, we'll move the earth to serve you.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC. Sunbury Motor Company. Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motor sells and services new Fords and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Would people describe you as trustworthy, committed, and organized? If so, you may be perfect for a career in accounting. And the perfect place to start your career is Lackawanna College in Sunbury. With associate and bachelor's degree programs, Lackawanna College can prepare you for a lifetime of success in a field where your skills are always in demand. Learn more about your future in accounting. Visit lackawanna.edu. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
American Snowball Sunbury is the Susquehanna Valley's home of the world's best snowball, serving you the softest shaved ice with over 100 flavors to choose from every day. Open daily from April through September along Shikellamy Avenue in Sunbury. We can also serve the world's best snowball at any type of event that you're planning. Contact us to schedule your 2024 event today. For more information, visit us on Facebook at Pelican Sunbury PA. Pelican Snowball Sunbury. Come taste happy.
Back at the lockup gym, and my phone or my watch hit 100 decibels again here at the playing of the national anthem. The Braves and the Seals, Grove Seals. Let's take a look at tonight's possible starting lineups. We're going to start off at 107. Jacob Hendricks, a freshman for the Braves at 5-9. 6-14 freshman Martin Wilson for the Seals. At 114, Max Hallman, sophomore for the Braves at 2-5. Anthony Snook, a sophomore at 15-12. At 121, Alex Reed, a senior for the Braves at 16-4, ranked 15th in the state, will take on Mike Zettelmoyer, a junior at 7-15, ranked 8th in the region. At 127, Eden Tisner, a junior at 9-7, ranked 4th regionally. He'll take on the 3rd ranked regional wrestler in Alex Padrina, a freshman at 28-6. At 133 pounds, Isaac McGregor, a senior for the Braves, ranked 15th in the state, 15-5 against 15-10 junior Nathan Martin. He's number 7 in the region. 139, Derek Brubaker, a senior, 4-8 for the Braves, 8-12 sophomore Ryan Harpster for Seals Grove. 145, Max Irving for the Braves, a freshman at 1-9, 17-12 senior Trent Turner, number 4 ranked at for the Seals. 152 pounds, A.J. Benedict for the Shikellamy Braves, a junior at 3-7, 15-12 junior Landon Lukens. 160, Cole Wetzel, junior for the Braves, 11-8 against 7-10 senior Luke Smith. 172, Connor Wetzel, a junior at 18-2 against 7-11 Owen Hoffman. And we are ready to get underway. We'll give you the last final weights when we get there. Well, they might not be anything like I have down here anyway. So.
I don't think they're going to be.
So we've got 107, Jacob Hendricks, Martin Wilson. We talked a little bit about this before going on the air, and you told me.
This is a crucial bout right here.
A couple of freshmen, a couple of losing records, and it could mean
And it's still a crucial bout.
It could mean the match. Wrestlers are out, and they are underway. Hendricks, who's come on strong here in the last couple of weeks for Shikellamy with an underhook on the right side. They go off the edge of the mat. Rocky Miller, the referee tonight, on their feet. Wilson likes to come in and get that head.
Oh, there it is. He throws him to his back.
Spikes
there
him.
There it is. Spikes him.
Hendricks with Wilson on his back.
He doesn't have it too tight, though.
No, he doesn't. He needs to get back.
He needs to relax a little bit. Still looking. Now he's going to lose it.
That's okay.
Starting out nice. 5-point move. Still a minute, 10 to go.
Huge
now he's
move.
Got a bar in.
Huge move for Hendricks. Wilson to his feet. Hendricks tackles him back down. Tight waist. Moves to the left side. Gathers
nice riding.
Inside.
Nice riding.
Three-quarter Nelson.
He's going for it. Oh, and he loses the leg.
Lost the leg.
Oh, he's going for the spike again, and he gets him.
Puts Wilson over
onto his back. He's got him again.
He's got the half Nelson. He's got the spike. And getting a little bit high.
There, he's got to readjust a little bit.
Yep, he does.
Arch your back. Arch your back. Lift your head.
Referee down looking.
Arch your
looking.
Back.
There's not a lot of room under that right shoulder.
Arch your back. Lift your head.
Wilson, a gallant fight, but can he fight off Hendricks?
There's the fall.
1 minute and 35 seconds, the time of the fall for Shikellamy freshman Jacob Hendricks. 6-0 Braves on top. We're back in a minute, or half a minute. You're listening to Braves Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Mark and Troy here. It's Owner Appreciation Loyalty Month at Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
And we're celebrating with 15% off many in-stock models.
Like new Jeep Renegades, 50% off with up to $4,500 in discounts.
15% off all Jeep Gladiators in stock. That's a savings up to $9,000.
Take 15% off 2023 Ram Crew Cabs in stock. That's almost $10,000 off many trucks.
So come in and see why people are coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman Difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or visit us online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
Now we are back. 114 pounds. Max Hallman for the Braves, sophomore, 2-5, 15-12
sophomore Anthony Snook, and Snook with a single. Two-point takedown.
He does get the two there at the edge.
Coleman right back to his feet, working on hand control. Snook back, heels him back to the mat. So for what Jacob Hendricks did for the Braves faithful,
and
Snook
Seth
trying to do
didn't
for
look too happy on that one.
Snook hoping to do the same for Seals Grove. He's already got the Seals Grove fans fired up with those mat returns. 2-0 in lead for Anthony Snook. He's got Holman broken to his stomach.
A little less than a minute to go here in the period.
Holman keeping the elbow in tight. Snook trying to get a bar. Now gets it in.
Mac's still fighting, though.
Yeah, he is.
He's got to get moving or he's going to get hit.
He's been down on the mat on his stomach. And Snook trying to pull an arm in, bar arm. Now working on the left arm. And
yeah,
there it is.
There's the stall.
Snook trying to bundle a far side cradle.
Got to get big, Max. Got to get big. You only got 14 seconds.
Walking the head to the knee. Yeah, hasn't been able to get the hands locked yet. Still working.
That's all right. We're going to run out of time here at the end of the period.
That is the end of the first period. 2-0 lead for Anthony Snook over Shikalimi's Max Holman. Got lots of things on the schedule coming up here to talk about, including Seals Grove Shikalimi Part D. We'll talk about that a little bit later. That means two.
Yeah, okay. I figured right. That.
Okay, I didn't know.
Do you know what time that is?
What time? The time it is? Set, I don't know.
Have they set a time for that yet?
They probably did, but I didn't ask. I'm not sure. Second period wrestling. Referee's down position. I didn't see. Did he let?
Holman got an escape.
Okay, but Snook's working on a takedown.
Now they go off the edge of the mat.
So it's 2-1. Snook was relentless on its pursuit of Holman there, but was not able to get it.
Holman looks like he should be down at 107.
Yeah, he's not a big kid. Front headlock and arm for Holman. Circles.
Keep circling. He's got a cradle. Hook it up. There's two. Knee in the side. No. Don't do that. Just get your head in the side.
He's trying to walk the leg up.
Yeah. Get better position. There you go. See, you can't be on your knees there. You got to be on your toes.
Working to the right side. Holman now with the claw.
He's still on his knees, though. You got to get off your knees on the top position.
Snook stands. Holman trying to get him off the edge of the mat. Picks him up. Punts him down to the mat. Stays in control, and Max is fired up. 53 seconds to go in the second period. Holman 3-2.
You never know what's going to happen in this duel meet.
On the restart, Snook to his feet, working on the hands of Holman. Remember, Holman with a stall.
He's already
call.
Been called, yeah, so now go. Snook skates.
3-3 with 40 seconds to go in the second period. Holman ties up on the head. Had success with that front head and arm. Let's see if he can get it again. Going to be tough.
There it is.
Off the edge of the mat. I mean, he's heavy on Snook's head. If anything, it's going to zap some of the energy. Holman moves in.
Snook doesn't look like he has as much energy as he did when this first bout first started.
No, he doesn't.
In fact, he's leaving his legs wide open right there for a nice blast double.
Tied up. Snook trying to...
Nice slide by Max.
Wow.
Right at the end of the period.
Oh.
That was nice.
Oh. Snook really weighed into him, and Max was ready. He had that set up.
That was nice. 5-3, Holman heading to the third.
Big time move for Max. Going to start the third period down on the mat. Snook set. And Holman tight ways. Snook trying to get to his feet. Holman breaks him back down. Snook tries to roll Holman.
Max got the legs in. Just got to get his hips up. There he goes. Get your hips
there
up.
There you go.
Got he's got them both in now.
Yeah, he's got the double grapevines.
Working on that power half.
Got Snook smashed to the mat. Power half right.
Now he's got to get a little. He's got to get back a little bit, though. He's going to get a little high.
Snook not doing anything on the bottom. He's going to get warned for stalling here shortly.
He sure isn't moving too much, that's for sure.
No. Max on the wrist. Got his weight forward. Now Snook gets to his stomach. Holman loses the legs. Snook stands.
Up, they go off the edge of the mat. Minute seven left.
5-3, Holman leads.
He's tired.
Got to finish on top here, Max. Back underway. Snook to his feet.
Wow, he does get the one-point escape.
Gets the hand control. 5-4.
There's that front head and arm again.
He's got it.
Keep going, Max. Keep going.
Snaps down. Snook circles. Snook blocks him.
Keep sprawling. Don't grab that back ankle. That does you absolutely no good.
Holman trying to reset.
Stick to that front head and arm. You got it right there. Get off your knees.
Wearing out the clock, too. Snook hanging on to the leg.
Rocky's going to call a stalemate.
He needed to clear the
30 seconds to go. 5-4, Max.
Boy, Holman sprints back to the middle. Snook out.
Well, remember, Holman. Max has been warned for stalling, so he can't be backing up too much here.
Now Snook in deep on a leg, head inside single. They go off the edge of the mat with 18 seconds
to go. Max, though, he cannot get hit for stalling.
No, absolutely. 5-4. Snook right after him.
And go, Max, spin.
Front head and arm.
Spin.
He's got the leg. He's got the leg.
Two.
He's got two.
Yes.
7-4. Time running down. 2-1.
And he does it. Nice. Nice job, Max. Holman. Very nice.
Holman with the 7-4 win.
And Seth Martin is just stunned.
Well, you said that first match was key. You didn't talk about the second match.
That was huge.
Unbelievable. 121 after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Hey, wrestling fans. Get set for an awesome season with Shikellamy High School Wrestling, sponsored in part by Reed Relations Consulting, Sports Marketing. Reed Relations is excited to sponsor Shikellamy High School Wrestling broadcast on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Tune in to catch all the action live from takedowns to pins. It's going to be amazing. Reed Relations Sport Marketing supports high school, college, and professional athletes of all sports with expert branding services. Join us in celebrating teamwork and competition as we wish the Braves the best of luck during this season. Reed Relations Sports Marketing. Unleash your personal brand. Visit ReedRelations.org to learn more. Let's make this season legendary.
And we are back.
That is tight. Alex has him on his back, and it is tight.
Alex Reed with a double bar arm on Mike Zettelmoyer of Seals Grove.
Sit, sit.
Just needs to improve his position.
Readjust. Let him up. Let him go. Start over. You got plenty of time. I'd get out of that and start over.
That's what he does. Now comes to the
bring
other side.
Bring him back in. Bring him back in.
Gonna
there it
him,
is.
Puts him in double trouble.
That's it. It's over. Head up. Get your head up. Head up.
Chest to chest. Drives in.
Look up. Get your head up.
Fighting.
Get your head up.
Oh, Reed heavy on the head of Zettelmoyer.
He's got to get his head up.
He's pulling
look
that up.
Up
to the lights. Zettelmoyer, great job of bridging. Reed has him tight. Readjusts again. Goes to reverse Nelson.
Lift up. Lift up.
Zettelmoyer fighting. Reed going to come back the opposite way and try it a different way.
He's got to be
top
pinned.
And there he pinned him. 1 minute and 49 seconds. of the first period. The Braves 15, Sinelms Grove 0. We're back after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Discover the power of expression with Ad1 Advertising and Design. They're the area's locally owned one-stop destination for premium promotional items and trendy apparel. We're talking about apparel with brand names like The North Face, Under Armour, and Carhartt, just to name a few. Sleek pens that speak volumes to stylish drinkware from Corksicle, Igloo, and Hydro Flask that keep your name in hand. Ad1 has that item that makes your business or organization pop. Get noticed. Get remembered. Get Ad1 Advertising and Design and elevate your brand today. Visit mypromotionalneeds.com to see for yourself.
And we are back. 127. Even Kisner for the Braves, a junior, 9-7, ranked fourth regionally. Alex Kadrina, a freshman for Sinelms Grove, 28-6. He is ranked third regionally. Now we are underway, wrestling at the edge of the mat. Kadrina in, looks for a leg. Kisner gives ground. Whizzers. Kadrina comes up with a leg. Picks Kisner up, puts him to his back, puts a half Nelson in. Kisner gets to his stomach. 2-point takedown for Kadrina. Kadrina working right side, tight waist, arm pry. Now goes to, chops off on the right arm of Kisner, trying to bar it in. Kadrina with a cross face. Kadrina breaks Kisner to his stomach.
Still 2-0, 40 seconds left.
Well, you know, we saw this with Snook. Snook came down and got the takedown, was not able to score anymore in that second period. Kadrina not able to do it, get any additional points here on Kisner. Kisner stands. Kadrina, reinforced bar, back heels Kisner down, trying to put him on his back. Kisner to his stomach.
And 2-0 at the end of the first.
So Alex Kadrina of Shikellamy, 2, even Kisner. Or I'm sorry, Alex Kadrina of Sinelms Grove, 2, even Kisner of Shikellamy, 0. Braves up 15-0.
You would have told me going to 127, we'd be up 15-0. I might not have believed you.
You'd have had me committed. All right, second period. They were going to start referees down position. Kisner on the bottom. Kadrina gives the escape to Kisner. So we are at 2-1. Kisner up under the arm on the right side. And, oh, a dump attempt by Kadrina. Kisner ready for it. They go off the edge of the mat. Kisner wades in, underhooks on Kadrina. Kisner wants to take control of this match. He's starting to get the action going.
Okay, now why they're not doing too much here. Now, if the match is in control at the heavier weights, do you still make the move that I think Tim should make? That's the question I'd be asking myself right now.
Nice throw by Kadrina for the two. Well, let's look over to the brain trust, and they're not even thinking about it. They're worried about what's going on right now. 4-1 with under a minute to go in the second period. Kadrina with the lead. Kadrina with a tight waist. Kisner up on all fours. Kadrina grapevines the left leg. Breaks Kisner down.
Yeah, Evans back up. On his base, that's half the battle when you got a leg in.
Well, you know, even though we're...
He's getting to his feet.
We're to almost the postseason here. So far, my vote for the most improved wrestler in the Shikellamy
lineup. Oh, nice single leg if he can finish it.
Got the escape. Bumped the arm up. Head outside single. Kadrina
Oh, he's driving with a double.
Yeah, he cuts
he's
the corner.
He's got two. Two takedown. Nice.
Gets behind and
ties it up right at the end of the second period.
Wow.
4-4 heading to the third.
What coach doesn't love when you get a takedown inside of 10 seconds? 4-4 after two. Third period wrestling. Referee's down position. Kadrina on the bottom. He stands.
Now he's going to get hit for stalling if he soon doesn't. Nice return.
Oh, lift and plant. Kisner stays in control. Kadrina right back to his knees. Kisner looking for the far side cradle.
Getting a little high. Trying to get a leg in, and Kadrina got it, unfortunately.
Kadrina comes up with a leg. Kisner balancing on his right
leg. That's it. That's it. Give him one, not two. Good job.
Good hips. 5-4. Kadrina back in the lead. 1:25 to go. Kisner underhook on the right side. Trying to pop over with that. I thought maybe we'd see him do that and then change elevations and shoot to the far leg. And they go off the edge of the mat. Back in the center. Kisner moves in.
Nice single leg. He's got it in the air. He's just got to finish it.
Kadrina with a whizzer.
Oh, he gets out of it.
Good hips by Kadrina.
You got to go again. You got 48 seconds. Down by one.
Kisner trying to work that underhook into something.
You know, by the looks of things so far, I don't think Seals Grove's in too good a shape.
No, they're not finishing what they started so far. Locked up. 25 seconds. Kisner bumps the arm up. Does it again.
Get out of that hook.
Now tries to get a double underhook. Kadrina happy to hang on the arms. Kisner pushing.
And there, Kadrina's warned for stalling, but you only got 10 seconds left.
Kisner breaks him down. And they're going to go off the edge of the mat with 2 seconds to go.
He's only got 2 seconds. Very nice, though. Hard fought. 5-4.
And that's how it'll end. Alex Kadrina with a 5-4 win. That puts the Seals on the board. Braves up 15-3. We're back after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling and News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Pelican Snowball Sunbury is the Susquehanna Valley's home of the world's best snowball, serving you the softest shaved ice with over 100 flavors to choose from every day. Open daily from April through September along Shikellamy Avenue in Sunbury. We can also serve the world's best snowball at any type of event that you're planning. Contact us to schedule your 2024 event today. For more information, visit us on Facebook at Pelican Sunbury PA. Pelican Snowball Sunbury. Come taste happy.
And we are back. 133 Isaac McGregor going for number 100. A senior is 15-5, ranked 15th in the state. Nathan Martin for Seals Grove, a junior at 15-10, ranked 7th in the region. And a stalemate stopping the action. They'll come back to the center. Yeah, Martin going after McGregor. McGregor
nice
on the reshot.
Nice double leg.
Picks Martin up, puts him to the mat. 2-point takedown. Crossface. McGregor laces the legs. Trying to use that leg turk. Now reaches back. He's been working on the bow and arrow. That's what he wants.
That's what he's trying.
That's what he wants.
And he gets a stalemate.
54 seconds to go in the first period. McGregor, tight waist. Breaks Martin to his stomach. Working on that inside leg. He really wants that bow and arrow. He got it, I don't know, it was the last match or the match prior. Used it. Loses the leg. And goes to work to the rear. Grapevine's the left leg. Picks an ankle. Cross faces. Steps through with the leg.
But scoring, no points.
Yeah, I'm going to run out of time. Ben Martin did a great job of not allowing Isaac McGregor to work his magic. McGregor leads 2-0 after a period. Second period wrestling. Referee's down position. McGregor on the bottom. He gets set. Martin on top. McGregor fires to his feet. Doesn't get hand control. Martin breaks him down. Martin picks an ankle. Martin moves up, puts a half Nelson in on the left side. McGregor up on all fours. Martin working left side. McGregor trying to sneak that leg across underneath and go off the edge of the mat. Back in the center. They restart. Martin heads right for the ankle of McGregor. Hanging on the ankle. Now McGregor clears it. Martin, half Nelson left. Granby roll by McGregor.
Nice follow.
Yeah, he does. McGregor swings.
I think no bonus points here would be a win for Sealands Grove.
McGregor swims forward, clears the arms, and Martin won for stalling as McGregor loses the mouth guard.
54 seconds left in the second. Still 2-0.
Back in the center for the restart. Martin right for the ankle again. McGregor up on all fours, clears the ankle. Martin working left side. Down pressure on that inside knee.
You know, the top man's still not trying to turn him.
No, he's hanging on for dear life.
There, he's hit again.
Looks like somebody else in the gym noticed that too. Stalling call on Nathan Martin. A point for McGregor, 3-0.
And escaping a takedown would be real nice here in the last 30 seconds.
Well, Martin heads to the ankle. How about a sit out and turn to the ankle for McGregor to get him off of that? Now gets up on all fours. And Martin takes a near ankle, breaks him down.
Martin must be not bad on top because they chose the top position.
Yeah. Well, obviously he is, because we are at the end of the second period, and he rode Isaac McGregor out for the entire period. Only scoring was a stalling call on
Martin. And McGregor chooses down after being just ridden for 2 minutes.
Hey, face your fears, buddy. Face your fears.
See, there's no movement on the whistle, though. Easiest time to get out, and there was no movement.
But now, yeah, there he goes. Stands, posts the leg, turns. Martin hanging on to the left leg of McGregor. McGregor flattens him out. Steps to the rear, 2-point reversal for McGregor, who now leads 5-0.
Yeah, but we could use some bonus points here.
Yes, we absolutely could. Well, he's not done yet.
Minute 25 to go.
Trying to get that bow and arrow in there again. Got the legs. Just can't crank Martin over. You can almost see the frustration on the body language of Isaac McGregor. And we're going to get a stalemate stop in the action with a minute 2 to go in the bout. McGregor 5-0. I think they're going to tell him to let him up. No. Nope. Tight waist of control for McGregor. Breaks Martin down. Got Martin flat, but nowhere near a side. Pick up any near fall points. Martin, one for stalling again. Another point from McGregor. Six,
now we
nothing.
Need at least a two here. We need a two. We need a two count.
He's just not been able to crank Nathan Martin over. Martin stays big. McGregor cross facing. Gonna run out of time.
Is he gonna hit him again? No.
No, not this late. And there it is, Isaac McGregor. 6-0. Number 100 for Isaac. Hand raised in victory. They're going to have a little ceremony for him here, and we'll talk about that a little bit more when we come back. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK.
Hi, it's Mike from Aubrey Alexander Toyota. Home of the low price guarantee. If you beat our deal, we'll pay you $1,000. Aubrey Alexander Toyota would like to wish the Shikellamy Braves wrestling team good luck in their upcoming season and a special shout-out to my son, Senior Alex Reed. Go get him, kid. Aubrey Alexander Toyota. On the strip in Sealands Grove, taking the deals the other guys won't.
Alexander Family Dealerships. What a way to go.
And we are back. You're going to have to excuse me here. I got to get a picture. Win number 100 for Isaac McGregor.
Welcome to the club, my friend.
All righty. All right. I just wanted to read down the names here. Bob Cook, John Supsik, Tony Reed, Bob Supsik, Jeff Miller. Excuse me, Jeff Walter. Why am I saying Jeff Miller? Jeff Walter, Kurt Reed, Anthony Rivera, Andy Hoffman, Zach Gill, Mike Cease, Tyler Hassinger, AJ Yingling, Matt Neff, Noah Supsik, and Kate Ballastrini. And now Isaac McGregor.
Add one more to the banner.
All righty, 139 for the Braves. Derek Brubaker, senior, 4-8, 8-12. Sophomore Ryan Harpster. Harpster, regional honorable mention. Harpster dumps Brubaker down. Brubaker trying to step over. And Harpster puts him to his back. He's got AJ in some trouble. Or sorry, Derek in some trouble. Brubaker bridging. And he pins him. 37 seconds of the first period. And here come the Seals, 18-9. And we're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK.
Ready to embrace the new year? Get more in 2024 at WNL Subaru.
Get more confidence in your adventures when you choose Subaru's symmetrical all-wheel drive capabilities to conquer all that winter throws at you.
Test drive the versatile 2023 Subaru Forester that offers up to 33 miles per gallon. And right now, financing as low as 1.9% for 63 months.
We're off Route 11 in Northumberland and online at WNLSubaru.com.
Financing for well-qualified applicants only. Offer valid on 2023 Subaru Forester. Offer excludes PFF model trim offer. Cannot be combined and ends 1/31/24. See WNL Subaru for complete details.
And we are back, 145, Max Irving, a freshman for the Braves, 1-9, 17-12, senior Trent Turner. And Turner dumps Irving to the mat for a two-point takedown. He's going right for it as he cross-faces, puts Irving in a far side cradle and rolls Maximus over onto his back. Referee down looking. Irving trying to pry his leg free. Turner, boy, he's got that tight. Irving rocking, trying to break the grip, and he pins him. Don't look now, Bobby. We got us a ball game.
Oh, I knew this was coming.
18-15. And we're back after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Fresh Roasted Coffee offers a huge variety of freshly roasted coffee beans as well as Keurig and Nespresso-compatible pods. While you're here, check out our extensive selection of teas, botanicals, brewing equipment, and apparel. Stop by the company store in the old Sunbury Textile Mill just past the Shikellamy High School Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Can't make it to the store? No problem. Order online at freshroastedcoffee.com and we'll roast your coffee and have it ready for pickup in as little as 24 hours.
And we are back. We got a couple of juniors here at 152. AJ Benedict, 3-7 for the Braves, 15-12. Landon Lukens, currently ranked fourth in the region. You know, I look back. This is Lukens' third year as a starter. He started off at 107. Last year he was at 125. He's at 152. Where is he going to be next year? He's going to be the 215 pounder for him. This kid has grown like a weed. Over and under hook. Wrestlers on their feet. Lukens.
Oh!
Lukens trying to spike Benedict. Benedict rolled him through. Back on their feet. Quick exchange. Now they tie up again. Benedict down heavy on the head of Lukens. Lukens shoots in on a double. Benedict gives ground and back to their feet. On their feet apart. Lukens in, looks for a leg. AJ Benedict with some pretty darn good hips there.
Yeah, but he's got to get off his knees.
Yeah. I didn't say anything about below his hips. Oh, he stepped in trying to headlock Lukens, but Lukens too big and strong. Hand fighting. Lukens shoots. Benedict sprawls.
And he gets warned. Yeah. Benedict got warned for stalling.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with that one. I've agreed with the other ones, but
he's quick with the draw tonight.
I guess.
Going to run out of it scoreless first period.
0-0 after one. A.J. Benedict of Shikellamy, Landon Lukens. Seals Grove, second period wrestling. Benedict on the bottom. He's set. Back underway. Lukens tight waist. Lukens breaks Benedict to his stomach. Benedict presses back to his knees. Lukens looking for a wrist here on the left side.
Now, if you're going to choose bottom, get out.
Yeah, he
kind of sit there.
Kind of did the starfish from the whistle, and now he sits. Lukens puts him back to his stomach. Benedict back to his base. Lukens tight waist.
Stand up, do something, just don't sit there.
Yeah, Lukens happy to ride with that tight waist. He's not really trying to do much, and he's going to get one for stalling.
Yep.
One each way. Benedict looks over. Stand up. There he does. Wow. Lukens picks an ankle. You need to put that in the notebook for the guy sitting there over there on the bench. They've been doing that a lot, so it's obviously something they practice. You know they're going to do it. Lukens, tight waist, now arm pry left.
Not too much action by either one, to be honest with you.
I'm going to say, I think I'd warn them both right now.
I was just going to say, I think I'd be hitting them both. Neither one of them are doing too much.
Nope. Benedict not trying to get out. Lukens riding parallel, not really trying to get any kind of hand control. And just a real quick tilt of Benedict back to his stomach.
down to 13 seconds. Not much going on either way.
Nope. Yeah, we're going to end the second consecutive period without any scoring. 0-0. The third period, I imagine we'll see Lukens go down, and we do. Lukens to his feet. Benedict from behind. Breaks him down. Lukens right back up in a three-point stance. Stands.
Give him the one. You've already been warned. Give him the one.
And he does. Lukens with an escape. Immediately drops him in the leg of A.J. Benedict. Lukens in deep on the left leg. Benedict whizzers.
Lukens did not put himself in a good position there.
No, he did not. Benedict with a whizzer. Needs to get off the edge of the mat. Certainly knows where he's at. The line's right there.
He needs to get that leg out of there.
Lukens,
and face him.
Yeah, Lukens turns him back in.
And that's
it. Does. Stands. Lukens looks for an ankle. Benedict inside trip. Puts Lukens down. Lukens with the arm. Benedict around the waist. Lukens with a whizzer. Turns in. Lukens falls.
Two.
And doesn't
Two.
Get it. No, he's still.
Drive.
He's got the.
Drive it.
Oh, he had the whizzer by the fingertips. Didn't get it.
Uh-huh.
Lukens grabbed that whizzer at the right time. Wow.
53 seconds. 1-0. Both been warned for stalling.
Benedict moves in. Snaps Lukens down. Drives into Lukens.
You keep driving like that, you're going to go for a ride.
Yeah, Lukens looked like he was trying to set that up there. But we've seen him do it twice.
You push into me like that, you'd end up in the third row.
Lukens shoots in on the legs of Benedict. Benedict sprawls. Lukens driving underneath. 20
seconds.
Got
a spin. Nah, see, you can't stay off. You got to stay on your toes.
Two-point takedown for Lukens. He's going to tie this up. Well, Landon Lukens with a 3-0 win over A.J. Benedict. We're knotted at 18. The Braves and the Seals are back. Right after this, you're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
From first downs to touchdowns, cheering on the big game creates a big appetite. That's why I shop at Wise. With new Wise End Zone Rewards, I can redeem Wise Rewards points on game day favorites, like free Johnsonville sausages, Hers chips, Hell of a Good dips, and even Hershey's candies. Spending less time shopping around for the best deals mean I can spend more time cheering on the game.
Touchdown!
Now that's rewarding. That's Wise.
And we are back. 160, Cole Wetzel Jr. for the Braves. 11-8.
Rocky hits him for stalling already.
Wow. Luke Smith, the senior, at 7-10.
He's quick on the draw tonight.
Wetzel with his first appearance in the state wrestling rankings in at 23. On their feet. Wetzel driving in on Smith. Pushing him back. Smith wisely turns, and Wetzel shoots in on a double.
They go off the edge of the mat.
Good whizzer by Smith to fight off Cole. Wetzel looking for a knee pull on the left side. Tied up. Oh, Wetzel, a nice throw by.
Get off your knees.
Smith with a nice throw by.
Don't they realize how much pressure you take off them when they get on their, get off their knees, off their toes?
Well, he's right there in front of you. Tell him.
I wish I could.
He's got Smith on his side trying to step over on him. 2-point takedown for Cole Wetzel. Tight waist by Wetzel. Breaks Smith down. They go off the edge of the mat.
Only 11 seconds left.
2-0 leads Cole Wetzel.
Now I would make that move at the next weight class that I was talking about.
We're going to know here in just a little bit, but I think that's what we're going to see. We'll talk about that in a minute. Wetzel with the tight waist, going to ride out the first period with a 2-0 lead over Luke Smith. Second period wrestling. Referee's down position. Wetzel on the bottom. He's set. Smith on top. And back underway. Wetzel up in a 4-point stance. Stands.
He's
and
out.
Control. 1-point escape. Moves in. Drives Smith back. Well, next time I think Smith's hit was stalling again. Wetzel moves in.
Well, right there, his first step was backwards. He should have.
Just based on what we've been seeing tonight.
Cole's just got to pick up the pace.
Yeah, he does. I think if he picks up the pace, he's going to get stalling called immediately. Off the edge of the mat. 1:18 to go in the second period.
Again, his first move was backwards. Yeah.
Wetzel looks for a leg. Drags him by. Doubles.
Two-point
takedown. Right at Matt's edge. 5-0 lead for Cole Wetzel. Braves would like to get some bonus points here. I don't think think I need to tell you that. Wetzel with a tight waist. Breaks Smith down.
Going for a cross face cradle.
Yes, he is. Smith flat on the mat trying to stay big.
He's got it hooked. Oh, no, he broke it. Take your time. You got 45 seconds. He's back to his base.
Yeah, Smith, a big, tall, lanky, strong kid. Got big and broke that far side cradle. Sits. Wetzel follows. Outside stand-up attempt by Smith. Wetzel going back to that crossface.
Bottom man ain't doing too much. I think I'd be hitting him again right now.
Wetzel with a tight waist. Breaks him to his side.
Going to run out of time.
Yeah, try to tilt him over. 5-0 after two periods of wrestling. Third period, they're going to start on their feet.
Was that Seelensgrove's choice? Because Connor or Cole took down.
Yeah. Well, if it wasn't, it was a good choice for him because he was not able to get away from Cole. Underhook on the right side by Wetzel. And they will go off the edge of the mat.
Minute 24, 5-0. Again, his first steps backwards.
Wetzel driving in on Luke Smith. Going to drive him off the edge of the mat.
And about time he hits him again.
That'll give Wetzel a point, 6-0.
Need a takedown now for some bonus points.
Hadn't been able to get a handle on Smith.
Takedown's important here.
Break apart. Smith's going to tie up the arms. Try and stay as far away from Cole Wetzel as he can.
Come on, you got 35 seconds. You need a takedown.
Yes, sir.
Oh, gets to the side.
No excuse not getting one here.
He's been close at the edge of the mat twice.
He needs a takedown in 25 seconds. Let's go.
Wetzel moves in. Wetzel with
him. Now finish it. Finish it.
Switches to a double.
Two.
Gets his toes in and bounds. 2-point takedown for Cole Wetzel. That gives him an 8-0 lead with 10 seconds to go. Seals Grove coach is telling Luke Smith, you got to get out of there.
Chick's coach is saying, you got to keep him down.
Yes, sir. Smith up on all fours. Wetzel breaks him to his side.
He ain't getting out. He's not even trying.
Riding that wrist. And a major decision win by Cole Wetzel. 8-0 puts the Braves back into the lead, 22-18. And we are back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC stand for selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC,
it stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC
in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
And we are back. You got your question answered?
He made the move I would have.
All right, and that move is Christian Busch will wrestle at 172. That's the first time he's wrestled there this season, although he weighs in there almost every week. The sophomore for the Braves is 6-10, and he will wrestle Owen Hoffman. Hoffman, a freshman, at 7-11. Already some fireworks, but no scoring.
Yes, I definitely would have moved Connor Wetzel up to wrestle Tucker Teets without a doubt in my mind. But now the question is, will they move Teets up to 15 to wrestle Brody?
Well, they may. Who knows? I'll tell you in a minute. Or in 5 minutes. How about that? Bush wades in. Snaps Hoffman down. And they go off the edge of the mat. One prediction I will make about Christian Busch. They get to the third period. He's winning it. This kid has go, go, go. Front head and arm by Busch.
Yeah, but stay off your knees. Yeah. You got to be on your toes.
Front head and arm. Now gets up on his toes, drops to his
knees. There you go. See what happens when you stay on your toes.
2-point takedown.
33 seconds left. Try and kill him down. Oh, he's going to go for some back
points.
Yeah,
he does. 2-on-1 on the left arm.
Oh, he's
getting a little sloppy. Now gets back in better position.
Yeah, I can see he's getting a little high there. No, don't get sloppy.
He's got that 2-on-1.
Stay on your toes.
Now cross faces. Gets the legs in. That is the end of the first period. Lots of rolling around, not a lot of scoring. 2-0 lead for Christian Busch. You know, the best example that I could always give kids about the difference between being on your knees and being on your toes is that I'd say, okay, get down on your hands and knees. Pretty easy. Now, get up on your toes. Let's see how long you can do that. All that weight's going on your opponent. Second period wrestling. Referee's down position. Bosch on the bottom. He sits. Arm bundle by Hoffman.
To head off the mat. That's it. Stand.
Bosch trying to get to his feet. And
two-point reversal.
Almost looked like Hoffman was going for a Merkel. Bosch peels it off. Two-point reversal leads 4-0. Bosch from behind. Slaps on a far side cradle.
Oh, get on the other side. You don't jump to this side.
Rolls him through.
Oh, get your knee in the side. Get that bottom knee in the side. There you go.
He's got Hoffman on his back. He's got the cradle tight. Collected near fall points. He won 6, though. Hoffman digs in a heel. Bridges. Bosch applies
the
pressure.
He's got a long time to go.
Bosch keeps the pressure on. Oh, Hoffman able to roll through. Three-point near fall for Christian Bosch and a 7-0 lead with 40 seconds to go in the second period.
Throw that half. There you go. Get that in there.
Riding from the rear. Boy, Hoffman.
Don't get high, though. You got to stay behind him.
Bosch trying to roll Hoffman over to his shoulders again. Hoffman sits back in.
Stay on your toes, under the arm.
And it goes over the arm again.
Yeah, you got to stay underneath those arms.
Just always kind of has you on the edge, doesn't it?
Jeez.
All righty, that is the
nice
end of the second
down.
Period. Absolutely. 5 points for Christian Bosch in that period. He leads 7-0. And this is his period. They're going to go on their feet. Start the third period. Braves lead by 4, 22-18. This is big. On their feet, they tie up.
I'd stay out of that upper body. You got a 7-0 lead. You don't need to be doing that.
Yeah, this kid's way too comfortable trying to get into that situation. So you know he likes to do that. On their feet. Bosch collars ahead. Front headlock. On their feet.
Oh, he spikes him.
He spikes him to the mat. He's got him in trouble again.
Lift up on the arm. And your head.
Right.
Look up. There's
the
ball.
4:51. Welcome to 172, Christian Bosch. 28-18 Braves lead. We're back after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Every season comes with a list of to-dos. That's why Service First Federal Credit Union offers everyday equity. With its unique home equity line of credit, pay tuition, plan vacation, kick off remodeling projects, and much more. Everyday equity provides easy access to funds, low monthly payments, and the flexibility to lock in Service First's great low rates on up to two segments of your line. Controlling your budget and accomplishing your goals just got easier. Apply today. Visit serviceone.org. At Service First, we're friends you can bank on. Membership requirements and restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
And we are back. We hit 100 decibels for the third time there. But this is what you pay your monies for. Two of the best in the state, two of the best in the area at 189. Connor Wetzel for the Braves, junior, 18-2. Tucker Teets, senior, 29-6. And we are underway. Teets with a front head and arm on Wetzel. Standing on their feet, they break apart.
Well, I'll tell you what, either Teets is a small 189-pounder or Wetzel is one big 172-pounder.
I'm going to say yes. Teets has wrestled nothing but 189 in the last two seasons. Let's see what they weighed in at. Tucker Teets, 185.7. Wetzel, 173.7. 12 pounds. We're underway. Locked up head-to-head. Remember, Pete's trying for 100.
Well, you know, it wouldn't disappoint me if I don't see two kids get 100 tonight.
Yeah, I've never seen it. I wouldn't be either. Wetzel looks for a leg. Pete's wants that front head. He's got it standing. Tries to tip Wetzel back. Wetzel looks for a leg. Pete's up under the arm. He wants to display. Inside trip attempt, and they go off the edge of the mat with 17 seconds.
Wetzel with most of the offense here.
On their feet. Ten-point lead for the Braves. 18 points still available up on the board. That is the end of the first period. Connor Wetzel and Tucker Keats tied at zero. You know, in about a month and a half, these two guys are going to have some pretty shiny medals around their neck.
So. I sure hope so.
Second period wrestling. Referee's down position. Wetzel on the bottom. A nice switch and an escape.
Wetzel, that's how you get off nothing. The bottom.
He fired out of there. He used one of them old-fashioned moves like I used to use back in the old times. 50 years and a day ago, I'll bet you there were a bunch.
There's Teets finally warned for stalling after Wetzel's on all the offense.
Back in the center. Wetzel on the charge. Ties up on the head of Tucker Teets. Break apart. Wetzel down heavy on the head. Trying to get up and under the arms of Teets. Double underhook. Teets clears one of the arms. And dance close to the edge of the mat. And they go off the edge of the mat. Now, I talked to Tucker before the match. He had an injury default out of last year's state tournament with a broken nose. I knew it was pretty bad. I did not know how bad it was. He told me how bad it was. I'll save you the gory details, but
Steve, in our day, you would have put a face mask on and went back out.
No, no face mask. You were a lot tougher. Not real smart. Yeah, it was not pretty. I was sitting at Matt's side, and I thought, oh, man.
He's going to get hit again.
Yeah. Wetzel up under the arm.
Yes, there it is.
1 point for Wetzel. He leads 2-0. 29 seconds. He is going after Tucker Teets.
He's
relentless.
Forward motion, forward, forward, forward.
Trying to.
Oh, Teets going to try a lateral drop. And 2 point. Oh, go for it. Go for it.
Wetzel,
he's putting him on. They call him out of bounds. That would have been tight.
Wetzel back. Sprints back in. Couple of jumps. He's ready to go.
He is fired up. I'll tell you what. He is wrestling really well right now.
Teets tries to stand. Wetzel breaks him down. Flattens him out.
I hate to say this, but I don't want to be too early, but I'll keep my comments till after the match is over.
All right, well, that's good. That's good. You shouldn't, you know. 4-0. What a dominating two periods.
And he's just jumping. He's ready.
He is. Looks over. I don't know what they told him, but he's a grin. They're going to go on their feet. I think that was Teets' choice.
Yeah, it was their choice.
On their feet.
Well, he's looking for that big throw. If he's not careful, he's going to get hit again.
Yeah.
Because he is just relentless tonight. He just keeps going after him.
Wetzel win looks
right. Another single leg shot. Just can't seem to connect there, but he keeps going. He will.
Comes up. Teets had the front headlock. He peels it off. Back to an underhook. Teets down heavy on the head. Wetzel up, driving, driving, driving. Wetzel with the underhook. Pete's trying to control that far arm, can't get a hold of it. Right at Matt's edge. I think we're going to break 100 decibels here for the fourth time. Look at the student section. They're almost blocking the view of the team. They're out in the aisle. Pete's overhook. Wetzel wading into him. Still some time. Wetzel underhook. Thinks better of that. Gets out of it. 45 seconds. Wetzel looks for a leg. Teet snaps him down. He's looking for the spike. Wetzel back to his knees. Teet front headlock. Wow. Cat-like quickness on the part of Connor Wetzel and Tucker Teet. Now Wetzel in deep on the leg. Teet with the front headlock. Circling with it. They settle. Wetzel dives in on the legs. They go off the edge of the mat with 17 seconds. Wetzel right back into the middle. Pete's up and slow back in.
He's tired.
On their feet. They tie up. This is huge. This is the match right here. 10 seconds. Wetzel ties up on the head of Teets.
It's over. They can't win. Not in our gym, buddy. Not in our gym.
And denied.
Not in our gym.
4-0. Wetzel with the win. And the Braves with the win. 31-18. We're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
In an ever-changing world, one thing you can always count on is the service at Purdy Insurance. Hi, this is Season. While the world is constantly changing, Purdy Insurance is dedicated to providing you with the highest level of service to protect you, your family, and your business. Give us a call today at 570-286-5855. Go to our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Is that who it is?
Is that Bullington? Okay. Jared Bullington, junior, 9-4 for the Seals. Brody Raybuck, sophomore, 17-4 for the Braves. And Raybuck with a quick takedown. Raybuck ranked 17th in the state. Raybuck with a tight waist. Bullington up on all fours. I guess I could have told that for sure by the weigh-ins. I didn't think that... Peters was close in weight, but I'm going to
no,
look.
I don't think he...
I'm going to look. Just because inquiring minds want to know. Now, Jack Peters weighed 220. Well, a little closer than I thought, but yeah, Bullington stands and escapes. 2-1 lead for Brody. On their feet. Going to pot each other. Oh, Raybuck, nice tap and go.
Nice single leg.
In deep on the left leg. Two-point takedown. Raybuck with a 4-1 lead. Goes to work with a bar arm on the left arm. Well, that was just 18-18. I'm pretty sure everybody in the Valley thought Sills Grove had the upper hand in the upper weights. Now, in all fairness, Ethan Miller being out injured is huge.
Oh, yeah, that makes a big difference.
That kind of freezes the Braves lineup. And as we mentioned, these two teams are going to wrestle again next Saturday in the team duels. You can better believe Ethan Miller, he might only be on one leg. He's going to be in the lineup.
Oh, there's no doubt about that.
4-1 lead after one. Yeah, the District 4, District 9 team tournament next Saturday. Well, first of all, it was
no District 9 participants.
It was reduced to District 4, and then it was just reduced to another Sealands Grove Shikellamy dual meet because District 4 or District 9 for the second year in a row didn't want to send anybody. And then Jersey Shore and Williamsport dropped out, so it went from being at Williamsport to Sealands Grove. All right, 4-1 lead. Raybuck starting on the bottom, coming around to the side. He'll get a two-point reversal. Leads 6-1. We're talking with Coach Seth Martin. Oh, far side cradle. He puts full into the
middle. Oh, he broke it. No, now he's going near side.
Near side. Bullington stands. Brody switches to a leg. Nice chain wrestling by Brody Raybuck. He is going from one thing to another. Breaks Bullington down. Looking for a half Nelson. But as I was going to say, I understand there was an emergency here. I guess a fire, something.
Yeah, earlier in the day, down in the shop, I guess a filter caught on fire.
Well, Seth Martin told me when he heard about that, he said, look, they're not canceling this match. If they can't wrestle there, they're wrestling down here, and we'll wrestle the district duels up there.
Oh, Brody puts a half in and puts him on his back.
He's got Bullington in trouble. Referee down, looking.
There's
he pins him. 3 minutes and 26 seconds of the second period. 37-18. The big guy's up. Next, you are listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Mark and Troy here. It's Owner Appreciation and Loyalty Month at Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
And we're celebrating with 15% off many in-stock models.
Like new Jeep Renegades, 50% off with up to $4,500 in discounts.
15% off all Jeep Gladiators in stock. That's a savings up to $9,000.
Take 15% off 2023 Ram Crew Cabs in stock. That's almost $10,000 off many trucks.
So come in and see why people are coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman Difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or visit us online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
And we are back with the Big Uglies. 285, Preston Sponarelli, senior 9-2, regional 6, regional 3rd, Jack Peters, sophomore 25-6. And your nickname for Preston is?
Presto Magic.
Presto Magic. Preston in on the leg of Peters, sits Peters to the mat. And steps over. Now Peters hangs on to the leg. Now Peters going to stand. Preston's.
I don't know how he rolls, and I'm still just don't know how he does it.
And wow. Oh, Peters in deep on the leg and breaks Sponarelli to the mat. 2-point takedown for Jack Peters. Peters working right side, cross facing. Sponarelli back to his knees. Peters with a tight waist. Picks an ankle, breaks Sponarelli to the mat. You know, normally I would have said he stepped over there, but I'm not so sure that Sponarelli didn't try and wrist roll him. Peters with a tight waist.
He's got his own style, that's for sure.
He does. Peters is Sponarelli flat on the mat.
15 seconds to go here in the first.
Trying to grapevine the right leg of Sponarelli. And Sponarelli presses back to his knees. That's the end of the first period. Preston Sponarelli with a 2-0 lead. The one thing I want to look at. That is. That's the first lead that Sealsgrove has had at the end of the first period since 1:45, and that ended in a fall. So the Braves have been taking control of the first period. One thing that, you know, I've said all season long and talked to Coach Bosch about it, we give up too many first takedowns. Not tonight.
No.
He promised me they would work on it. He obviously kept his promise. I hate seeing guys give up that first takedown. I don't know if anybody's ever done, you know, run the statistics on that, but man, you got to believe it's got to be 75-80%.
Believe it or not, 82% of the person that gets the first takedown wins.
All right. Well,
that's what it was probably about 6 years ago. So what it is now, I'm not sure.
I'm sure it's pretty close to the same. And you know what?
You would make game manager Dave Ritchie very proud of you with that statistic because, as he will tell you, 87% of the statistics are made up on the spot. I won't tell you the other two rules, but... All righty, second period wrestling. Referee's down, position Sponarelli on top. Peters stands, turns, two-point reversal for Big Jack Peters. Tight waist. Gathers in that right leg. When you talk about presto magic, Peters kind of unorthodox for a big guy himself. Moves very well. Back into the center for the restart. Peters with a leg. Sponarelli trying to pull him off. He's got the leg in tight around the waist, but a little bit high. But he's keeping his weight forward, and Sponarelli not able to get up. Sponarelli with a leg. Gonna try and pull him over top. Preston, hip in. Peters struggling to stay in control and does. Forearm in the back of the head of Preston Sponarelli. Peters clears an arm, and we got a stalemate stop in the action with 41 seconds to go. Back center circle. Sponarelli set. Peters on top. Back underway. Peters just a little quicker off the whistle and stays in control. Breaks Sponarelli down.
Not too much action here by the big guys.
No, there's not. Peters keeping his weight firmly planted on the top of Preston Sponarelli. And with a leg, rolls him through. Going to pick up a two-point near fall.
Preston basically did that to himself.
Yes, he did. He's trying to roll underneath. That is the end of the second period and a 6-0 lead for Jack Peters. You know, Seth Martin was telling me about this kid way back, I think, when he was in 6th or 7th grade. He said, you watch. This kid's going to be good. He's right. You got Seth knows a thing or two about wrestling, don't you?
Now he just got reversed and rode for the whole period and takes down. Well, now he's got some spunk
in
him.
There you go. Hey, like I said, face your fears. Peters slows him down and rakes him down to the mat. Flattens Sponarelli out. Working one-on-one, now goes two-on-one in the left arm. Steps out to the side, steps back to the rear. And Sponarelli warned for stalling. I was just going to say, Rocky's showing these big guys some grace. He's a little guy. He doesn't know what it takes to wrestle a 220-pounder.
Laying on you.
Yeah, but... He had enough of it. Sponarelli warned for stalling. Peters with a leg. Put Sponarelli over for another quick two. 8-0. And Sponarelli just cannot get out from underneath him. Rides with good tight hip.
Now I would have taken neutral there to start the period.
Peters trying to cross face Sponarelli. Sponarelli peels that off.
And I believe Tim wanted him to take neutral, and he wanted to go down.
Another point for Peters is Sponarelli warned for stalling. Actually, a point. He didn't get hit. That was a second one. Time winding down. Crossface by Peters. Sponarelli clears it. three, two, one. And that is the end of the match.
Another Shikellamy victory.
Jack Peters with a 9-0 major decision win. 37-22. The Braves beat the Seals. Part one. Can they do it in a little bit over a week? We'll have to see. Should be interesting. But what a great match tonight. What a great atmosphere.
Yes, it was.
Great job by the coaches getting everybody out. Great job by the student section making this place 100 decibels at least four times. I think we're going to get out of here with our hearing at least a little bit. But what a tremendous match. Braves win 37-22. We'll be back. I'm going to guess that Coach Bush is going to want to talk about this one.
Oh, I'm sure he will.
And we will do that right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
This is Kyle.
And this is Haley.
Our crew at Penn's Tavern is committed to making 2024 our best year yet.
Stop by for our limited-time German menu offered on Wednesdays and Thursdays and our New Year's Resolution Protein Bowl Special. Or if you're feeling thirsty, come see us for a multitude of drinks, including 10 local craft beers.
Penn's Tavern is the perfect place to kick off your new year with mouthwatering food, delicious drinks, and an incredible dining experience. Also, don't forget to continue voting daily and showing your support for Haley Zuloff for 2024 Bar Boss.
Happy New Year, and thanks again from Penn's Tavern, a piece of heaven on Route 147.
It's tough to find a place for lunch or dinner that has something for everybody. Why don't you try something new on Walnut Street in Sunbury, just up the road from Shikellamy Stadium? It's Free Fallin' Grill. There really is something for everybody on their menu that'll make them happy.
Yep, Free Fallin' Grill has burgers, pizzas, hot subs, cold subs, wraps, sandwiches, too. And check out their Facebook page for daily specials. Free Fallin' Grill offers local delivery, too. Open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 7, and Saturday, 11 to 7. Call 570-917-4588 and make everyone happy.
Hi, it's Mike from Aubrey Alexander Toyota, home of the low price guarantee. If you beat our deal, we'll pay you $1,000. Aubrey Alexander Toyota would like to wish the Shikellamy Braves wrestling team good luck in their upcoming season and a special shout out to my son, Senior Alex Reed. Go get him, kid. Aubrey Alexander Toyota, on the strip in Sealands Grove, taking the deals the other guys won't.
Alexander Family Dealership, all the way to go.
Hey, wrestling fans, get set for an awesome season with Shikellamy High School Wrestling, sponsored in part by Reed Relations Consulting, Sports Marketing. Reed Relations is excited to sponsor Shikellamy High School Wrestling broadcast on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Tune in to catch all the action live, from takedowns to pins. It's going to be amazing. Reed Relations Sport Marketing supports high school, college, and professional athletes of all sports with expert branding services. Join us in celebrating teamwork and competition as we wish the Braves the best of luck during this season. Reed Relations Sports Marketing. Unleash your personal brand. Visit ReedRelations.org. To learn more. Let's make this season legendary.
Discover the power of expression with AdOne Advertising and Design. They're the area's locally owned one-stop destination for premium promotional items and trendy apparel. We're talking about apparel with brand names like The North Face, Under Armour, and Carhartt, just to name a few. Sleek pens that speak volumes to stylish drinkware from Corksicle, Igloo, and Hydro Flask that keep your name in hand. AdOne has that item that makes your business or organization pop. Get noticed. Get remembered. Get AdOne Advertising and Design and elevate your brand today. Visit mypromotionalneeds.com to see for yourself.
Experience unparalleled excavation and paving services with J.D. Feaster Earthworks. As a family-owned business, we're committed to providing exceptional service, going as far as moving the earth for you. Discover the unique J.D. Feaster difference, brought to you by our talented and dedicated team. With a century's worth of combined industry experience, we're committed to building relationships and delivering excellence. Our professional and seamless approach ensures top-notch service. Regardless of the job size, we will always be dedicated to your satisfaction. At J.D. Feaster, quality work each and every time we serve you is our promise. At J.D. Feaster Earthworks, we'll move the earth to serve you.
And we are back at the Lockup Gymnasium. Phil would have loved this. This one's for you, old buddy. Shikellamy Braves, 37. Sealands Grove Seals, 22. And we got a couple of 100-match winners here. Bob Supsik, he did it. Back in the cave ages. And now we're going to get Isaac McGregor in here. You got the headset on. Can you hear me all right?
Sure I can.
All righty, very good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow, what hard work you have put in to do this.
Yeah, it's definitely been a year.
Oh, man, what do you want to say about that match tonight? I know, were you a little bit nervous coming in thinking about that? I mean, you knew that you were the favorite, but
He was huge.
Yeah, he was a tall guy, and with opponents like that, I normally don't try to do anything crazy, so I went in there knowing I was going to win, and I knew I was going to wrestle a smart match just to cap it off, and that's what happened.
Great. Now, we've got a couple more weeks. We're going to see these guys again.
Yep.
I wonder if they're going to have going to put him up against you or they're going to try and get somebody else.
Oh, it don't matter. We'll take them on.
Anybody, anytime, anywhere,
oh, yeah.
Huh? Oh, man, this is great. I mean, I don't even know what to say. And I'm rarely at a loss for words. But, yeah. I mean, it was such a tremendous thing to see you out there doing that. Now, we're going to talk to Coach Boshier in a minute, but I want to ask you, what has he been telling you this week about this match?
He's been telling me just to wrestle my match because he knows that I get in my head a little bit. So he's telling me to go out there and just wrestle like I'm going to win, and that's what I did. And he's been preparing us all week, training us like dogs, and, you know, he did what Tim does best.
What about the rest of the team? What's he been telling them?
Just the confidence. He's been preaching confidence because he thinks that's the key to winning all these matches over here, which is.
I'd say he knows.
I'd say he knows.
Yeah. You know, a couple of weeks back, I was chiding him because you guys, not you, but the team as a whole generally, you were giving up that first takedown. Didn't do that tonight. In fact, I think we had to go back all the way to 145 to where they had a lead in the first period. You guys were not giving up those first period takedowns. That was great.
Yeah, we did a lot better this time, especially our lighter weights, with not giving up any points, any easy points, and they definitely did their jobs out there.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, I hope you know we expected you to win. Those lightweight wins are huge.
Yeah, they definitely are.
Absolutely. All righty, very good. Thank you very much. Great win.
Thank you.
Got a great place for that poster they made you?
Oh, yeah, sure.
All righty, very good. And we'll see you on down the road. Should be exciting.
All righty, thank you.
Talk to you later. And we'll try and get Tim Bosch over here. He's talking to the folks at SECV8. We will get him when we can. The other one I was looking for, possibly Connor Wetzel. He was just over here, but I think he left. Where did Connor go? Hopefully he didn't go back to take a shower already. I'll tell you what, a lot of the guys hanging out here, just this is huge. This is a big win for him. And I don't see him. Well, Coach Tim Bosch wrapping up with SECV8. I guess we got to share him a little bit. Talk to him all the time. I'm sure he's going to be very pleased. Go forget Bob. Come on. All right. We finally got Bobby Supsik's attention to see if we can get him to look for Connor. He's probably back in the locker room already. We got his dad looking for him, too. Connor with a huge match, denying Tucker Teets of win number 100 and icing the win for the Braves. Let's see if we can't get a word with him. We can find him. Everybody we want to talk to is doing something else. Now the Braves next Tuesday night will take on the Shamokin Indians. Barely got a chance to talk about that. On Saturday, the girls will be up at Bald Eagle area. Both the junior high and the high school girls will be up at Bald Eagle area for a tournament. And then next Tuesday night, the girls will be here against Hughesville. The boys will be wrestling the Shamokin Indians. Of course, we will be here for that. And then the following Saturday, we'll be down at Sealands Grove for the district team tournament. We'll get you a little bit more information. Here comes Connor, the man of the hour.
Yeah.
You know, you ruined Tucker Teets' night. He was going to win 100 tonight. You took that away from him.
Yeah.
In royal style. Man, what did Coach tell you before you went out there?
He just told me to stick to my plan, stay out of upper body, get to my offense. We knew that I had better conditioning. I work hard, and I was ready.
You were going forward the whole night, and I think the thing to me is that you got that stalling call against him. That was probably the biggest thing of all.
Yeah.
That was huge. But then you do that and you win the match. How big was that for you?
I felt amazing, especially in the packed crowd in front of all my family and everything.
What did Coach tell you? What Coach tell the rest of the team about this match?
He told us to just not let the crowd get to us. Just get bonus points. Don't give up bonus points, and just stick to our match.
Well, great match tonight. I'm sure we're going to see a lot more of you on down the road, and that hard work is paying off.
Yep, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Congratulations. Yep,
thank you.
Go over there and tap him on the shoulder. We need to talk to him. Coach Bosch still talking to SECV8. Now they're shaking hands, so it'll be done. Okay. We'll get them over here, hopefully. There we go. We'll get them to slide on over. By the way, Connor was the SECVH wrestler of the match. Finally, we get you.
Yeah.
Man, you are a popular guy. You're a popular guy tonight. What a match.
That was fun.
What a match it is. I mean, just the environment, everything about it was neat.
This is a fun night every time it gets started. The
yeah,
energy's
absolutely.
Always high. And you hope it goes your way.
Yeah. Yes, you do. And at first, it really went your way, and
yes.
Then not so much, and then it went your way again.
Well, that's what got us rolling. We talked about Big Mo the last time we spoke.
Yep.
Having our 107 Jake Hendricks go out there. He was wrestling with a purpose tonight. He was very aggressive, looking for the finish, and he got it. Man, I was excited for him.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we've been talking throughout the season about how he's progressed and how he's gotten better. Big match for him tonight. He really did look good against a kid. I mean, these two kids were probably about as even as they were going to be.
Yeah. And he imposed his will, got the job done.
Boy, speaking about imposing your will and getting the job done, Max Hallman, best match I've ever seen the kid wrestle, and I've been watching him all the way up through junior high. Came out against a kid. He should have lost to that kid. I don't want to tell
paper.
You this, but he should have lost
to him. On paper, that's why we got to wrestle, though.
Absolutely.
No, he wrestled well. We've been talking about some strategy. You know, I feel like we're to the point in our wrestling careers with these guys that we can start talking a little strategy. They know enough, and we've got conditioning on our side. So I let him know we don't have to try anything big. Let's drag Snook into deep waters and see how he does in the third period. So.
It worked.
Yeah, I'm glad they're finally starting to listen.
Yeah. 7-4 the win for Max. And do what we do, Alex Reed. He did what he does first period fall.
Yeah.
He was, you know, he was hungry tonight.
I told him we needed bonus points. He went out there and got them. It's always fun watching him run through that double and finish big. I told him all last year he needs to finish that double leg big. He's finally looking to do it all the time now.
We moved to 127, Evan Kisner and Alex Kadrina.
Yeah.
You know, Evan kept this close and, you know, could have gone either way there at the end.
Yeah, again, Evan's been improving steadily, and tonight was a great matchup. I think even though he lost when he was laying back there gathering his thoughts, I let him know, you know, hey, one go behind, you got him.
Yeah.
So just to tighten up that technique a little bit, and I think he's starting to realize what he's capable of doing moving forward.
Boy, nothing like a smart wrestler, is there?
It helps.
Back to thinking about what he needs to do. 133 pounds. This was huge because Isaac going for win number 100. You know, we talked to him a little bit tonight. Big smile on his face. Now he's going to go out here and get some more pictures.
Absolutely.
You know, he's got a lot of mom love here tonight. But, you know, what a great night for him.
Yeah, what a moment in your career as a wrestler. That's, you know, you got to do a lot of winning to get to 100.
Yeah.
You got to take care of business, and you got to start early. You know, getting those initial wins as a freshman to get that win count up is not an easy thing to do. And he steadily works. He's a year-round wrestler, works hard in the room. He's consistent, and hey, it pays off.
Yeah.
The work pays off in the wrestling arena.
And look who's out congratulating him, Nathan Martin.
Yep.
So win number 100 for Isaac. Not going to make it to the second 100, but he's on a charge here at the end of the season, which is good. 139 pounds, Derek Brubaker against Ryan Harpster. Harpster, he's been around for a while. Took Brubaker down, pinned him in the first period. You had to start getting a little bit nervous there.
Well, I looked at, you know, you look at everything on paper, you got to go wrestle, but just looking at the records there, I was hopeful that Derek would be in the battle a little bit better than that, but just got caught in bad position, left his elbow hang underneath, went straight to his back, unfortunately.
Yeah.
37 seconds.
145, Max Irving and Trent Turner. Again, you know, Turner, a senior, he's been three, possibly four-year starter for Coach Max. Just kind of getting started, but you know what? I like the way the kid moves. He is a ball of energy.
Yes, he is. We just got to get it a little bit more focused on exactly what the job at hand is. But, yeah, he's excited. He's motivated. He's willing to listen. He listens in the practice room, works hard in the practice room. So it's just a matter of time. He'll have his day in the sun.
Yep, that's all right. 152 pounds, A.J. Benedict and Landon Lukens. This is another one. I gave Seelens Grove a big edge. A.J. Benedict did not.
No. He was very confident, a little too confident. He kept looking for the big move.
Yeah.
He kept looking for the big move when sometimes we just need the go-behind 2 points to go ahead and secure the win. But I can't fault him for wanting to go big. I could fault him if it cost us the match, though. He'd be hearing about it.
Yeah, looked good tonight. I mean, it was against a tough kid, and who knows? We might see him wrestle here in a little bit more in a week.
Yes.
All right. So at 160 and on up, we talked a little bit about this, and you kind of gave me a smirk and said, yeah, we've thought about it. I think we were both talking about the same thing. But 160 pounds, Cole Wetzel comes out, gets a major decision, kind of gets the ship going back in the right position, right direction with the win against Luke Smith.
Yeah, we expected Cole to go out there and work. I told him I wanted to see that snatch single, but he didn't actually show us that tonight. But wrestled a solid match, was in control pretty much the entire match, I felt. Wrestled really well, in control, and dominated the match. Didn't get the 6-point bonus points that we wanted, but
we were kind of concerned about that.
Yes, we were. Yeah, got to take the bonus points and we can get them. But wrestled really well. Cole's a very consistent wrestler.
172 pounds, the switch is on. You've had your son weighing in at 172 here the last couple of weeks. I don't know. Maybe you were looking ahead to this. I kind of doubted
it. No. It worked out well tonight.
Yeah, it did. I mean, he hasn't had far to cut anyway. Even from the beginning of the season. So you weigh him and Connor Wetzel in at 172. Now, be honest with me. Were you going to make that switch when you knew that Miller was out of the lineup? Honest.
We had it in our mind we were doing it.
That's not honest.
The whole time. That switch was happening regardless of what happened.
Oh, okay.
Earlier on.
Okay. Now you're being honest. Yeah. Because I saw that earlier on, and, that's huge. But you know what? Miller's going to be back when we wrestle him again. So you're going to have to think of some other things, too. So getting back, Christian goes out there, gets a takedown. You know, the way he wrestles kind of makes me nervous.
You and me both.
I got to tell you that stay under the arms. He likes to go over the arms. Mm-hmm. He likes to have loose hips.
To reach up and look like he's about to be headlocked.
Exactly. Exactly.
Three quarters of the match.
But in that third period, you're not going to beat him.
No.
He just goes, and in that third period, you're absolutely not going to beat him. And I said that to Bob. I said three periods he wins, and that's what happened.
Yep. Yeah, and then he finished with a nice clean, jumped on the head, spiked the kid to his back.
Yep.
I'm not sure why he doesn't add that in earlier in the match with how clean it looked.
why tip your hand?
But no, very, very proud of him. Glad that he's wrestling tough into the third period. I think that's a critical element of wrestling that, you know, it's hard to train that into guys. It's sort of a mindset.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and you know what? That's what I love about high school wrestling, because that still counts. College wrestling, they've taken it away with the reviews. Mm-hmm. That doesn't matter anymore. But in high school wrestling, third period, the best guy wins.
Yep.
That's always what's been great about it. All right, so 189. This was huge. Tucker Teets came in here. They brought his 100
Lots
win balloons. They brought cake. They brought posters. They brought everything. And Connor Wetzel says, next time.
Yep. No, we had we'd been thinking about this most of the week. And then when Josh and I, like I said, I talked to Connor, and he got a smirk on his face when I suggested him going up. So that's all I needed to see. I knew he wanted the match.
Mm-hmm.
He's not shying away from competition. He wants to test himself, and certainly a test tonight.
Yeah.
There were certainly moments where I was very nervous. Tucker had that underhook and the chin hand locked up tight, where, you know, he's throwing most guys to their back in that position. Connor was able to battle out of it, stay wrestling sharp, continue to push the pace. This kid's got a motor.
Yeah.
He can go and go and go. And it certainly paid off big for him tonight.
I thought the most impressive thing about that match was the stalling call he got against Teets.
Yeah,
that was impressive.
I mean, he shot him off the mat four or five times, and you know that's frustrating as a wrestler who's, you know, I believe Tucker's a wrestler that's used to imposing his will.
Yes.
So to be shot off the mat several times mentally has to wear on you a bit.
Well, you know what? In a couple of weeks at Hershey, we're going to have to get a picture of both of them with their medals around their
Absolutely.
Neck. Absolutely. And they'll both remember
Looking
this
forward
match.
To that.
215 pounds, Brody Raybuck does what Brody Raybuck does. Jarrett Bullington is a tough kid.
Yes.
You know, a junior. You know, he's been around for a bit. But, boy, Brody just took matters into his own hands.
Yeah, if you notice, he didn't stay on his knees on those shots.
No.
So it's finally starting to click. When Brody gets his feet under him and runs through those shots, he's like a freight train. He's tough to stop. And that showed tonight. And then, of course, continually seeking to finish the match, getting on wrists, shooting for halves, looking to keep that pressure and not letting a guy relax on bottom, keeping him in trouble with pinning him. That's big.
Yeah, he I don't want to say made a huge jump tonight, but I thought incrementally from what he's been wrestling, and not that it was bad, but I was impressed with where he's at right now.
No, I was very happy with his performance tonight. Looks sharp.
And finally, the big guys, 285, Jack Peters and Preston Sponarelli. And I got to tell you, Bobby Supsic came up with a nickname for Preston. Presto Magic.
Presto Magic.
Presto
okay.
Magic. That's what he will be known on News Radio 1070
Presto
for the rest
Magic.
Of the
year. I like it. We'll use it in the room.
Yep. You know, and he tried some of that, but, boy, Bullington is just – or, I'm sorry, Peters is just –
too solid. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how he finishes out the season. We have high expectations for Preston. He works hard. He's got some funk that I don't even know how to describe.
No,
and it works against some guys. Just didn't pay off for him tonight. But
yeah.
Peters is tough.
Peters tough was kid. Just too much of a horse. So 37-22, big win for the Braves. Like I said, we're going to see him again in a little bit over a week when we wrestle at Seals River. I was asked the question, is there a time on that yet?
That's going to be in the evening, so 6 o'clock weigh-in, 7 o'clock match time.
A Saturday night
match?
Yes, oh, that's
Saturday
the way it should
night
be.
Matchup.
All righty, a Saturday night matchup. Before that, we've got the girls, both junior high and high school, at Bald Eagle area Saturday. Wrestle here Tuesday, Shamokin, and the girls are going to wrestle Hughesville.
Yep,
so.
And Hughesville's got a good lineup, so there should be some good girls matches going on.
Great. Yeah, I'm going to say I looked and I thought I saw 5 or 6 of them in there that were going to get some matchups. So that'll be a good time to come out and see those young ladies putting in all that hard work. I'm excited to see them.
Yeah, they're wrestling
again,
well.
So that's good. Well, Coach, congratulations.
Thank you.
You know, long before you were here, one of the mantras was – and we don't lose to Sealands Grove, and you got that fired back up.
Absolutely. Keep it rolling.
Thank you very much. We'll talk to you again later.
All right. My pleasure. Have a good night.
Yep. Shikalimi coach Tim Bosch talking about the big win here tonight against the Sealands Grove Seals. They said we'll be back here Tuesday night for Shamokin and also the Hughesville Shikalimi girls. So, from the Lockoff Gymnasium, where again the final score, Shikalimi 37 and Sealands Grove 22. Good luck to the Shikalimi Braves girls who will compete at Bald Eagle area on Saturday. And then join me again next Tuesday when the Braves host the Shamokin Indians at some Hack 1 action. And the Lady Braves will wrestle the Hughesville Spartans. For Caleb Long, pushing all the right buttons high atop our Blue Hill studios, this is Steve Williams inviting you back when the Braves throw down on the Resolute. Shikalimi Brave High School Wrestling is the WKOK sports presentation. Good night. We'll be right back.
When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
Thanks for listening to Shikellamy Wrestling on WKOK.